Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
I am a passenger.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Muse. BusinessGPSLLC.com is the website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Joe, one of the things, thank you again for being here and for being such a great resource for us all these years. I know one of the things you do is you find companies that need help. They need a fresh set of eyes. It's not necessarily, when I had my consulting company, Joe, it wasn't that, I mean, most of my clients were smarter than me. It's just that I was looking at it as an outsider, from a dispassionate person, as a dispassionate person without any baggage. I didn't have 30 years of baggage. Mm-hmm. I didn't have we've always done it here, this, that thing. And so just literally coming in with a fresh set of eyes made all the difference. And I know that's sort of what you do. Come into companies who need some help, your fresh set of eyes, and you work on your business model is contingency, isn't it?
That's correct. And you hit the nail on the head. I tell my clients, if the roles were reversed, I would need somebody to help me.
When I was trying to figure out where I needed to go, I would ask my clients. I'd get them to consult with me, only they used to joke because I wouldn't let them bill me for that time.
Right. It's, you know, there's a lot of fear and emotion, and as you said, a fresh set of eyes that are necessary. A lot of fear and emotion that is going through my clients at the time that I meet them. So to have somebody who can be purely objective and see the landscape through a clear set of eyes makes all the difference.
Right. There's no question. So tell us about another way that you work on contingency for people to understand how you work, but also maybe to get some ideas on their own business. There may be a local person that they're dealing with that could help them. You might help them get comfortable with contingency with that person. Go ahead.
Well, I think for my clients, it's all about cash flow. Something, again, you and I have talked about before. Cash flow is king. So we're always trying to figure out, how can we maximize that cash flow? How can we increase sales? How can we decrease the outlay going out the door? So, you know, taking a bank note that's due. I got a gentleman in Missouri now who owes the bank around $900,000. That money's due now. And so taking that and then re-amortizing that out over 10 years, 20 years for him, which is our goal and where we're going to end up, that makes a big difference to the cash flow. The bank is re-upping
cash flow,
that loan.
Survival.
That's exactly right. This is the difference between success and failure. So, you know, that's another example. Cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. That is everything. Businesses go out of business for one simple reason, a lack of cash.
Right. Not
and that's
not
what
lack
we're
of
always
profit.
Trying to add.
When they're in the throes of disruption like we are now, as much as I preach profit here, profit is not going to take you down. Cash flow will take you down. So let me ask you a question. There's a new Chapter 11 provision for small businesses that really gives small businesses a lot more latitude, a lot more ability to survive, and a bigger lever against their creditors. Are you using this at all in your wheelhouse, in your kit box?
Very little. The threat of it, the ability to do that tomorrow, generally speaking, is effective enough for us.
But that's my point. Even if you don't use it, the threat of it is a lever.
Yes, absolutely.
Every small business owner who's in trouble needs to understand, I think it's called Section 13 of the Chapter 11 law. It's a new one. It's within the last, in fact, it came into law, I think, last year, just totally unrelated to COVID. It was planned way before COVID, but they need, everybody needs to know about Chapter 13, don't they? Section 13.
Yes, absolutely. You need to know about all of your options, and you need to know, I think, just more importantly, what the other side doesn't want. You know, we're always negotiating, and so figure out what their fear is on the other side,
right. And
that becomes a lever.
Hey, Joe, I gotta wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
Hey, absolutely, Jim. My pleasure. Thank you.
Always love having you on the show. Joe Muse, ladies and gentlemen. BusinessGPSLLC.com is the website. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.